97.9 The Hill and Chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in our community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's website, Chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill.
Hello and welcome to the show. My guest today is Heidi Chapman, attorney in solo practice in Chapel Hill. Heidi, good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you too.
Thank you, Heidi. Heidi, I mentioned you're an attorney, but what are your specialties? Because I know attorneys can cover a lot of ground.
I specialize in workers' compensation on behalf of the injured employee and personal injury, representing folks who've been injured in car crashes or truck accidents.
How do people find out about you?
Actually, word of mouth. My clients tend to refer all of their friends, and doctors and lawyers refer folks to me.
To you. Why did you go into law?
Why did I go into law? Mm-hmm. Well, I really love being a social worker. And so the practice of law to me is a challenge every day. People come in and their lives have just been wrecked. And I try to help them get through that. They are retrained potentially in another field. They get the medical care that they need, and then they go back into the world if they can.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're a woman in law.
Mm-hmm.
You must have encountered some sort of surprises, I'd imagine, as a woman in law. Tell us how your experience has been as a woman lawyer.
Well, I've been in practice for a long time. I graduated from UNC Law School in 1985, and I then clerked with a judge at the Court of Appeals, the North Carolina Court of Appeals, Charles Becton. So he was one of my first role models, and he's 6'4" and this magnificent speaker, mm-hmm. but he's male. And so for me, it was a question of finding my own voice and not trying to be a man in a very male-oriented field. Sometimes I'd walk into a courthouse and somebody would come up to me and say, I've never seen a woman lawyer before.
Oh.
Things have changed a lot since then. UNC Law School now has more than 50% women in the law school classes, so there are lots of women coming out. When you go into court, you're still usually dealing with men. I would say that of all of my cases, maybe I see a female on the other side once or twice a year. So it is a male-oriented field, and most of the judges are males. So you have to be able to connect with men and understand that we all think very differently and we all react differently. Mm-hmm. It has been a challenge. I thought that I would never have any male clients. I thought men would want to go to male lawyers. And as it's turned out, I found out that men think women work harder, and they also are revealing all of their intimate details to me, and they're more comfortable talking with me. So it's just been a wonderful experience for me to see how men relate to me in the courtroom and outside the courtroom.
That is amazing. Did you ever walk up against some men who gave you the impression you shouldn't be here?
Yes, I've had that experience. And it's a question of figuring out a way to kind of work around that. Sometimes it's difficult. People can be hostile.
Yeah.
People can do things that they wouldn't do with male lawyers. Early in my career, I had to videotape depositions, which are out-of-court testimony, where you have a court reporter present, and some men in that deposition were making gestures that they wouldn't have made to a man.
No.
So I started videotaping, and that stopped
smart.
It.
Smart. Mm-hmm. Smart. I like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever had clients who were reluctant to have a woman lawyer?
Yes, I've had clients who have grilled me before they've hired me, but I can't say actually that they have continued to be hostile at all. With law, you have to find somebody who's a fit for you. If you're going, I have clients I've had since 1988.
Whoa.
So we're in long-term relationships, and I know their families, and it's just something where they have to trust me. And if you don't trust your attorney, then it's very difficult to share those details.
I can imagine. You mentioned your specialty was workers' comp. Any other part of law that you cover?
Personal injury law, so traffic accidents. And oftentimes people are injured in accidents, in traffic accidents that are actually work-related. So
I see.
There's a crossover as well.
Okay. Yeah. Why Chapel Hill for your office?
I love Chapel Hill. I love Durham, too. So it's just a wonderful area to practice law. And honestly, when I walk into court in Orange County, I feel as though I'm surrounded by a very supportive group of lawyers. It is an excellent place to be. It's one of the best places, I think, in the state. Though I will say this, too. I went to UNC Law School, and I loved the law school. I absolutely loved being back in school. I had been out for 5 years. And I discovered that I had made all these connections in law school. Most of the people I was in school with were from North Carolina. They went back to their hometowns. And then when I traveled for work and needed to be in someone's courtroom, I always had a connection to that local community. So it has allowed me to get to know folks across the state who've gone back to their hometowns.
Who knew?
That's, I know. It's just great.
So well.
Yeah.
Heidi, please tell us your contact information if someone says, my Lord, I need to talk to this woman.
Well, my office is at the Europa Center, which is 100 Europa Drive, across from the Sheraton on the Durham side of Chapel Hill. And my telephone number is 919-968-6116. 919-968-6116.
Perfect. Thank you, Heidi. Talk about your ideal client. We know it's workman's comp. We know it's personal injury. Who do you consider when they walk through the door, this is exactly the person who should be here and you can help them?
I am best with people who have complex injuries. I have handled a number of severe burn injury cases and people who have been rendered paraplegic or quadriplegic in accidents. So that is my area. Something that has taken somebody off the track of regular life and requires extensive rehabilitation and potentially retraining.
Do you find that you're fighting insurance companies?
It is. I'm fighting insurance companies.
Is that the majority of your
it's
legal practice?
All insurance companies. Who knew that I would end up reading insurance policies all the time?
Oh, my goodness.
But it feels rather nerdish. And when I give talks to other lawyers about insurance law, I say, how did this happen? I went to law school to become an environmental lawyer, I thought. And here I am reading insurance policies.
That's amazing.
But it's actually very exciting because oftentimes insurance policies are poorly drafted. And you can find vague language that is then construed against the insurance company.
Ah, that's what you have to find. That's fascinating.
I love it.
Heidi, let's take a break. And when we come back, let's hear about your fascinating business. All right, thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guest today is Heidi Chapman. She's an attorney in solo practice in Chapel Hill. Please don't go away. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Welcome back. My guest today is Heidi Chapman, attorney in solo practice in Chapel Hill. Heidi, during the break, you were telling me about your amazing life before you got involved with law. Why don't you share with our audience the myriad occupations you had?
Thank you, Sharon. Well, I came down here originally in 1972 to go to Duke University.
Duke.
And yes. Mm-hmm. And I had grown up in New York City. I thought New York was the center of the universe. And I still love New York City. But I came down here to Duke, and I thought I was going to have a cross-cultural experience. I unfortunately discovered that almost everyone at Duke was from the North. But I majored in German and history at Duke and graduated in 1976. And at that point, I wasn't ready to go on to any kind of schooling. I thought that that was all I was planning to do. So I went to work at Duke as a German bibliographer, cataloging a 15,000-volume collection of German Baroque literature.
Snore.
So, oh, yeah. That was pretty snory. But actually, it turns out in the 15th century, they didn't believe in including the authors on the books, so you had to track down all of the authors of the books. They were all published anonymously. After that, I decided to work for Head Start, and it was actually a company in Durham that was doing a national evaluation of Head Start's educational services. And we started out doing testing in Apex, and then I was assigned to the West Coast, and I ended up in Utah at a very small hotel with fistfights in the halls because the coal mines had just shut down. Seattle, Los Angeles, that went on for quite a while.
Okay.
And I also was the world's most unsuccessful Fuller Brush salesperson for a month. I made $35 in the month. It distressed the person who was supervising me because I discovered I love to listen to people's stories, and that has turned out to be something I still love. And I would go to a person's house, and they really didn't need to buy any Fuller Brush supplies. I'm sorry, Fuller Brush, but your brushes are expensive. So I would just talk with them, and they would tell me their life stories, and it was wonderful. It would go on for 2 or 3 hours, and I would then leave with no sales. I also worked for 2 weeks for Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey selling tickets when they came to Raleigh. And I decided at that point that I was never going to join the circus. They work 7 days a week. They travel in those trains. And it was just an amazingly hard life. But they were lovely people, and their life was a circus. And finally, I looked at everything around me and thought, wouldn't it be nice to understand how lawyers thought? I had been listening to Nina Totenberg give her summaries of the U.S. Supreme Court on the radio as I was traveling down the road for Head Start. And I thought, I'm just going to go to law school, and then I'll do something else when I finish law school. And I applied to UNC. They admitted me. And there I was. First day, I went into class, and it was as though somebody had given me this enormous gift of starting school all over again. And I was one of those really awful students who raised her hands all the time. And I just loved being in school again. I loved learning all of this. When you're in law school, you feel as though you're stuffing all of this knowledge into your brain, and you're hoping that you will remember all of it. And it is remarkable how much you do remember. I thought Carolina was a great school. It is a great school. And it was one of the best experiences I've ever had in terms of school. When I came out, I thought, well, what am I going to do now? And my senior year, my third year in law school, I had taken a trial advocacy course with Charles Becton, who was this magnificent trial lawyer with Ferguson Stein out of the Chambers firm in Charlotte. And he asked me if I was interested in a clerkship with him. He was then on the Court of Appeals in Raleigh. And I said, oh, sure, that'd be wonderful. So I did this clerkship, and it was only supposed to be 1 year. I was so excited about the law because we heard cases from all over the state and all different subject areas. And after about the first 6 months, I came to him and I said, could I please stay another year? And he said, are you insane? I said, I love this. I love this. I want to stay. And I did. And then at the end of that, he kept on telling me all of his war stories, all of his great civil rights cases. And so at the end of the second year, I said, could you please refer me to some folks who you really admire as litigators, and I'd like to try to be a litigator. Because I never thought, ever thought that I would be a litigator, somebody who went into a courtroom. I always imagined that I would be in a back room researching and writing. And as it's turned out, I love the courtroom. I love litigation, and I've stayed in it.
I asked you that question because between that eclectic background pre-law, it looks like it fed into what you're doing now, especially the Fuller Brush salesperson making $35 for 1 month. Oh, my God. Heidi, please give us your contact information again.
My office is located at the Europa Center, 100 Europa Drive, Suite 560. And my telephone number is 919-968-6116.
Got it. Now, Heidi, you went from working as a clerk with
Charles Becton.
Charles Becton. Then what made you decide it's time for you to open your own office?
Well, I actually went from Judge Becton to Beskin and Rudolph, which was a small boutique law firm here well, in Durham, and then we moved to Chapel Hill. And we did large-scale motor vehicle accidents and medical negligence on the civil side. And David Rudolph and Tom Maher handled the criminal cases. I worked with Don Beskind. And I loved that practice. And I worked on a case involving a young woman who died of breast cancer and helped her family recover money. She died in her 30s. But I also started receiving phone calls from people who had work-related injuries. And so I was able to start doing workers' compensation cases. And I realized that I wanted to continue doing that. And that was not something that this firm wanted to specialize in. So I left after 3 years, and I started my own practice. And I thought, well, I was still working on the breast cancer case, and I thought, I will just see what happens. I don't think anyone's going to come to see me, and this will be the end. But I will have finished up this case, and then I'll move on to something else. And as it turned out, once I was on my own, all these cases came to me, and it was a miracle to see how the practice built. And it was all word of mouth. It has always been word of mouth.
All word of mouth. Heidi, let's take a break after your fascinating story and come back and hear more about you. Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guest today is Heidi Chapman, attorney in solo practice in Chapel Hill. Please don't go away. You have to hear more about Heidi. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Today's Business, focusing on business, innovation, and success right here in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
We are back. My guest is Heidi Chapman, attorney in solo practice in Chapel Hill. Heidi, being a lawyer, I can imagine that every day isn't just roses and nice smelly things that you love. What keeps you fired up? And also, what is the key that keeps you motivated?
Well, I do love to win. I love to win. And I love to win for my clients. It's not just my ego. It is something where I have a passion for what I do. And I think once you find that passion, things are so much easier in life. Before I went to law school, I did jobs, and I was probably a troublemaker because if the job was too simple, then I didn't have a challenge, and I might have been trying to sort of cause trouble. So now every single day is a challenge, and it becomes more and more complicated in law every year. There are federal laws that affect what I do. There are state laws. I have to learn something all the time. I go to lots of continuing legal education classes so that I will keep abreast of all of the changes. And every day I meet people who just are so touching. My clients have that trust with me, and they will let me into their lives, so I have an idea of what it's like to be Black in this society, what it's like to be Lumbee in this society, what it's like to work in a factory, what it is like to work where you are on your feet 12 hours a day and something incredibly physical, and you don't have the option of stopping. You have to support your family, and you will do anything you can to keep on supporting that family even though you're in agony. So I have found my clients really amazing heroes for me, and they are trying so hard to keep their lives together. In our society, if you lose your job, you lose your social life. You become very isolated. And the folks who have weathered the storm the best are the ones who have strong roots in the church or very extended families. And it's remarkable for me to see how much better folks who are working class and work in factories do when they have their lives completely thrown upside down than folks who have college educations and tend to be perhaps more neurotic. That's a harsh thing to say, perhaps, but it's true. So it is something where I feel as though I have the ability to listen and learn from them, and I also have the ability to do things for them that they just can't do. The system is very complex, and it's becoming ever more complex.
You are amazing. in our last 20 seconds, Barracuda. During our break, you mentioned you've been called the Barracuda, and you have a Barracuda in your office. Very quickly, where did that come from?
Well, the Barracuda was a gift from a friend, and at the time, I was offended. But as I've discovered, my clients just love it, and they like to call me the Barracuda, in part because when they see me in court, I'm very fierce, and when they see me in the office, I'm very gentle.
Thank you so much. Heidi, you are a joy. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Sharon. It's been a pleasure.
Very welcome. Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 The Hill. My guest today has been Heidi Chapman, attorney in solo practice in Chapel Hill. This is Sharon Hill. Thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 The Hill. Remember, you can find this episode and all other episodes of Today's Business on our website, chapelboro.com. Join us again next week for the next edition of Today's Business on 97.9 The Hill.